Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It is Tuesday, the 22nd of November, 2011. Today marking one of the saddest days in American history. On this date in 1963, the assassination of President John Fitzgerald Kennedy. I am Bill Buckmaster, your host for the Buckmaster Show on KVOI. AM 1030, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station, and our simulcast partners, KJAA AM 1240 in Globe and KAPR AM 930 in Douglas. We have live streaming of the show at buckmastershow.com, along with an archive of our previous programs. There is also live streaming at kvoi.com, and the show can be heard 24/7 now, three locations, buckmastershow.com, TucsonSentinel.com, and our newest partner, TucsonCitizen.com. We are live Monday through Friday from noon to 1. We begin with a newsmaker interview with Debbie Chandler. Ms. Chandler, the executive director of the Micro Business Advancement Center. We'll find out about the services that center offers to the small business community. 20 minutes past the hour, it's the Tuesday Moneymaker Report with Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner. 30 minutes past the hour, Jim Turner, who is the longtime historian at the Arizona Historical Society, joins us to discuss his new book, Arizona, Celebration of the Grand Canyon State, just in time for the 100 years of statehood celebration coming up on February 14th of next year. Then we close out the show with the Buckmaster Show consumer affairs contributor Tom Collier with some information that you might find very handy this holiday season. We encourage you to be part of the conversation by calling us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. You can also email questions at buckmastershow.com or submit them using the Buckmaster Show Facebook page. We begin this Tuesday afternoon with Debbie Chandler. She is the executive director of the Micro Business Advancement Center, which was established 21 years ago to educate, consult, and mentor owners of small businesses throughout Southern Arizona. The center has accomplished in Tucson what few cities have done by creating a one-stop shop for small business services supported by the Small Business Administration. Joining me in the questioning of Ms. Chandler, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman, host of our Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Shelley will be up with his report at 20 past the hour. Now we welcome Debbie Chandler. Debbie, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Tell me a little bit about your work at the center and what kind of a year has this been financially for you?
Well, the Micro Business Advancement Center, which I'm going to refer to as MAC, has actually had a terrific year in terms of serving clients. Business needs are up. The economy has challenged many business owners, and so we've seen much more demand for services and help in every aspect of business ownership. At the same time, while we've served almost twice as many people, entrepreneurs, over 2,100 entrepreneurs were served this year, this past year. While that is certainly up, it also requires that we continue to be challenged to provide funding to our organization to keep these programs going. We are partially funded by the SBA, and all of those grants that we receive from SBA require also local funding as a match. So we've been very busy doing all those things.
Debbie, hi. Good to see you again.
Thank you.
I have a question. We hear so much about the scarcity of capital and the inability of small business entrepreneurs to get funding for their businesses. And then there's MAC. How does MAC play into that? And how is it unique here in Tucson?
That is a great question. It's also one of the questions that we hear all the time from business owners. I think that's what we've heard the most this year, that getting access to capital, getting loans for small businesses while they weather these hard times has been the most difficult challenge for them. And sometimes, you know, the word is out, well, the banks aren't lending. Well, the truth of it is the banking institutions have so much money to lend. They would love to lend money. Mm-hmm. The challenge is there are less businesses qualified to borrow because they've been through the very difficult economic sessions in the past, and they're struggling in many ways. So how can we help? Well, one of the programs that we host is the Small Business Development Center, and they work exclusively, one of our business analysts works exclusively with companies who are seeking access to capital to help them become lendable, looking analytically at their financial statements, looking at their cash flow, figuring out how can we help this business so they could improve and become lendable. We've worked with so many companies last year, and we were very successful. Last year, we placed over $10 million through working with companies in local bank loans.
You have any idea what that translates to in terms of job creation?
Well, I can tell you that that same grant program created 663 new jobs last year through assisted concerns.
Wow.
So it does have an economic impact, and you know, capital to a business helps them grow. I've heard this statistic that working with a Small Business Development Center analyst, a company is 80% more likely to get a loan approved, partially because of the analytical skills, working with them, improving their financial statements and so forth, but also understanding the banks, which programs, which loans, how to best position your request. Mm-hmm. Bankers used to have the time to do that individually. Today, they do not.
So you walk into a bank, you ask for a loan, you get an underwriting process, and you either qualify or you don't. You go to your organization, to MAC, you're likely to get involved in a process that helps you then qualify for a loan.
Yes, a process that might help you. And also, you know, if you stop and think about it, sometimes just understanding the business or understanding the quirky things that might be in the financial statement and making a really thoughtful presentation to a bank and helping the banker understand some of those things can also improve your ability to get approved.
Right. And what's the range of loans in terms of dollar size?
Well, I didn't mention the other side of the equation, which is we also work with partners on providing microloans to businesses. They could be as small as $200 and up to, you know, multi-million dollar loans, if you will. So we really do it all across the gamut. Microloans tend to be $500 to maybe $150,000, but really we help businesses with loans all across the board.
Debbie Chandler is with us. She is the executive director of Micro Business Advancement Center. Shelley Fishman is joining me in the conversation with Debbie. Where can people, what's the first step if somebody is listening to this and they really would like to find out how can they pursue getting more information and perhaps meeting with you?
Well, first of all, let me just mention, we also host the state's only Women's Business Center, the SBA Women's Business Center, along with the Small Business Development Center, and a prime grant, which is money focused on low-income entrepreneurs. So the best way to get access to all these things is to come to our organization. We have an orientation session for anybody who's interested in finding out what we do every Wednesday at 9:30 in the morning and again at 5:30 in the afternoon. Stop in. It's an hour session. You'll learn about all the resources available, all the tools, how you work with us, how you get appointments, what to do, how to do it, and it's free. So we would invite anybody to come in on those sessions. Just call our office, 620-1241.
And where are you located?
We're located downtown just west of the freeway, and our office is actually in the United Way building for those who might know where that is. The address is 330 North Commerce Park Loop, and we do have a website.
If someone is thinking right now of starting a small business, what advice do you have for them?
Well, about 60% of the clients we serve through our Women's Business Center is for the creation of new business ownership. So my advice would be still come and see what we do on these Wednesday sessions to find out what resources are available. But I would also say do your homework, do the research, use the resources. Starting a business today has to be very well planned out. The market research has to be very thorough. It's not like it was 7 years ago where you could just open a business and be successful. Today, you have to really, really have done your homework. And that's why a business plan is necessary. Perhaps our best program is our three-month-long business planning class. It's not about writing a business plan. It's about planning a business and documenting it so that you can implement.
And you do courses to help business people get that fundamental knowledge of how to do it and how to approach it?
Yes. The business planning class has basically three modules, if you will. The first module, which is a month long, is business organization concept development. The second module, which is the second month, is planning and marketing. And then the third module is financial development. You can enter those programs at any one of those particular modules and rotate through depending on where your needs are. Some businesses who are startup need all of the above.
Yeah. Some might, several times a year in rotation.
Four times a year in rotation. They're basically going on all the time.
Wow.
So,
and it's important to point out, as you did earlier, but I want to reemphasize this, this is a free service.
Most of what we do
is free. Most of what you do is free. And this is funded how?
Partially by the SBA. So the SBA provides some funding to us to either provide free services or provide greatly discounted services. So you can obtain all of the things we do at very, very reasonable rates. We do charge for some things. In addition to the, you know, I want to mention, I was talking about the business planning class. While 60% of our clients are startups, I also want to mention this is a really great time for businesses who have been in existence to replan. Because things are different. They're very different than they were 5 years ago. How you market today has to be very different. We also hear a lot of questions about revenues are down. How do we improve them? Well, it's back to how are you pricing? What is your cost analysis? What is your margin? How are you working through this difficult time? Because it's different than it was. And a business plan, a revamp of a business plan for an existing business today can be so beneficial.
Are skill sets necessary to do small business today different than they were just a few years ago? I mean, we hear so much about that kind of thing, at least on a national scale.
I think the skill sets are all still the same. I think we just got a little bit complacent because, again, 7, 8 years ago, it was really easy to be successful in business. And I use this term all the time. Business owners, entrepreneurs are so creative. They have great ideas. They're very, very good at whatever it is they invented or the service they're providing or whatever their concept is. They're great at it. But that doesn't mean that you woke up the day you decided to open your business and suddenly you're a financial expert and a marketing expert. Those are the two biggest weaknesses of all companies. And so that's a great deal of what we focus on is helping those very creative entrepreneurs obtain the skill sets of being a financial analyst, if you will, and a marketing expert. Marketing's critical today.
Mm-hmm. Debbie Chandler, thank you very much, Executive Director of the Micro Business Advancement Center. And again, if folks want to get a hold of you, the best way?
Our phone number is 620-1241, but also our website is a great resource, and you can just Google Micro Business Advancement Center, and you'll find us.
Thank you very much, Debbie. And Shelley Fishman, stick around. We've got the Tuesday Money Maker Report with Shelley. That's coming up on the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday edition, 1217. Stay with us.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you. Want to lose weight? You're not alone. 2 out of 3 people in this country are now overweight. Using Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope, created by renowned cardiologist Dietmar Gahn, you could lose 5 to 15% of your body weight in just 6 weeks. The program teaches proper nutrition and uses no drugs or artificial foods. Most insurance is accepted. To learn more, visit dietofhope.org or call 696-DIET.
Ciro Amore presents Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza using fresh, homemade mozzarella and the finest quality toppings. Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Ciro Amore. Casual yet upscale dining with an extensive boutique wine list. Ciro Amore in Tucson on North Swan at Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at ViroAmorePizza.com. And now in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall Best Continuing Care Retirement Community and Interior Design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoAZ.net.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Since 1959, Assistance League of Tucson has helped thousands of disadvantaged men, women, and children in the Tucson area. Donated items, thrift shop proceeds, volunteer hours, and financial gifts help support our philanthropic programs like Operation School Bell. Your generosity continues to change lives in our community. For more information on how you, too, can make a difference, visit us at AssistanceLeagueTucson.org. Assistance League of Tucson, volunteers working together.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is, Shelley Fishman. Thank you, Shelley, for joining me in the conversation with Debbie Chandler. I think she has a lot to say that is important to this community. It is a fantastic resource.
It's a great resource. I'm glad you had her on. We just hear so much about the lack of capital and the lack of preparedness on the part of people who want to start businesses. And, you know, that's a kind of a soup to nuts approach. It's exactly the right approach. And she's always out looking to get more business. I mean, it's right there for you. Nobody should hesitate to give the Mac a call.
Mac. Yeah. In our lifetime, Shelley, we probably have never seen such partisanship in Washington. The so-called super committee that turned out to be pretty much presenting a big turkey this Thanksgiving week has been dissolved. They can't get it together. This is really a concern.
Well, they're answering or trying to answer the wrong question. They're trying to solve a problem of cutting expenses when they should be looking at a balanced approach to balancing revenues and expenses. And the minute you put it in that context, I think the president of Chase or the chairman of Chase made a statement today in which he basically said they're solving the wrong problem. What we really need to do is get revenues back and therefore get demand to a point where the economy grows. Once the economy begins to grow, you know, the revenue problems begin to kind of solve themselves. But I was looking at catching up on my reading, and about 2 weeks ago, Fareed Zakaria in Time magazine was talking about the Herman Cain 999 plan. And first of all, let me say
that the so-called flat tax variables,
right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And you know, this started off, I think, with Steve Forbes several years ago. It didn't go anywhere for a lot of reasons. Number one, Steve Forbes was viewed as being much too self-serving with that kind of plan. If you have a very high income, a flat tax is going to reduce your overall taxes, or at least that's the thinking. But it's the attractiveness of the Cain plan is its simplicity. Now, you know, I will tell you that I'm an elitist, okay? Mm-hmm. I was told early on that for every complex problem, there's a simple answer, and it's wrong. Okay.
What,
so,
keep it simple, stupid, yeah, the old simple, KISS yeah, formula?
Right. Not the best way to run economic policy for a country. Nevertheless, there is an attractiveness to flattening out the tax rates. And what Zakaria is talking about here is, you know, if you just do a 9% income tax and it's flat, that is called regressive. It's regressive because it is going to tax more of poor people's and middle-income people's income proportionally than it does the higher tax brackets. But if you make that tax kind of in three levels, say a 9, an 18, and a 27 or something like that, then you take away virtually all of the deductions so that everybody is paying it. Now you get an enforcement mechanism built in.
Right.
You get fairness built in. And it's easy to understand. Remember, what we do in our tax policy, because we're a democracy, is we try to drive behavior by making tax rules, by giving favors to some industries or people, maybe even the people who pay our bills as politicians. And every 30 or 40 years, we have to revisit that and you know, clean the slate, make it simple. And the last time we did that was in the mid-1980s. So it's time. So what Zakaria is saying is let's do the income portion of that, make it really simple. Let's say 9, 18, and 27. Let's take corporate income taxes, which, by the way, most of our large corporations don't pay. It's set at 35%. It's the highest in the world or one of the highest in the world. Way too high. Okay, so nobody pays it. What do you do? If you reduce that down to, say, 18%, mm-hmm. and again, take away the incentives and the ability to reduce that tax, everybody gets to pay it, you'll increase revenues and you'll have a competitive tax rate. And the third piece is the value-added tax. We're the only industrialized country that doesn't have a value-added tax. It is by definition regressive, which means you're going to be taxed on every dollar you spend. And for people who don't spend all of their income, they will pay less. So it has the effect, unfortunately, of pushing income or worsening income inequality. You've got to watch that a little bit. But the combination of those three things, according to Fareed Zakaria, can really help solve that problem and get money flowing back into the economy and provide predictability. So it's got something for everything. It's got something for the people who need simplicity. It's got something for the people who need certainty. And it also can help the balance sheet.
Shelley, how are we going to do this? The market is now flat. I think we're actually into negative territory for the year. Is it because the confidence level still remains so low?
Well, I think there's just so much junk going on in the rest of the world, and the confidence level in our own ability to make decisions, it's dismaying to hear the dialogue that you get on the news every evening and to hear people who just have no intention of coming together.
No. Will we rebound before the end of the year?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, good. I still believe. I'm still
You've
where
still
I was.
You've still got some good news for us this Thanksgiving
week. Well, you know, a good prediction.
Week.
I truly believe we're going to wind up about where I said, somewhere in the mid-12s. The fundamentals, the business fundamentals are pretty good. Now, if Europe continues to fumble for around and not make some of the strong decisions they need to make, then fear could keep the financial sector in turmoil, and that will keep the markets down.
For the investor, what should we remember?
Defensive posture. That's the one thing to remember. You have to balance your portfolio in such a way that volatility is minimized.
And we talk about it a lot, but it's so important that all portfolios
are including your 401k.
Including the 401, are not created equal.
Well, that's right. They are managed differently. Everybody who has a portfolio that they're not managing themselves on a discount broker or something like that should be calling their investment advisor and challenging them to reduce volatility in their portfolio and make sure that they have some degree of attunement to where the new world economy is going.
Shelley Fishman is with us, and perhaps some folks are listening to you, Shelley, for the first time, and they like what they hear. Where do they find out more about you?
Well, 795-7950 or www.shelleyfishman, S-H-E-L-L-Y-F-I-S-H-M-A-N. The easiest way to spell it, shelleyfishman.com.
And your connection to Pyramid?
I work at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Great place to be.
Shelley Fishman, have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday.
You too, Bill, and to all our listeners.
Thanks a lot. Shelley Fishman with us on the Buckmaster Show.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities and insurance products offered through LPL Financial and its affiliates. Member FINRA. Pyramid Federal Credit Union is not a registered broker-dealer, nor is it affiliated with LP Financial.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Egypt's military ruler says the armed forces are ready to hold a referendum on an immediate transfer of power to a civilian authority if that's what the Egyptian people want. Libya's interim prime minister has announced the formation of a transitional government. It will lead the country until parliamentary elections take place next year. President Obama says Republican lawmakers can make good on their anti-tax pledges by voting for a payroll tax cut extension next week. The GOP presidential hopefuls meeting for their 11th debate tonight. This one will focus on foreign policy and will take place in Washington. Wall Street, the Dow down 37 points, the NASDAQ is up 3, the S&P 2 points in the red. More details at srnnews.com.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Listed on the National Register of Historic Places and founded by Isabella Greenway, Arizona's first congresswoman, the Arizona Inn is still the standard bearer for luxury hospitality in Midtown Tucson, just minutes from the University of Arizona. Founded in 1930, the Arizona Inn continues to win top honors for hospitality and dining. Travel and Leisure magazine names the Arizona Inn one of the top 500 hotels in the world for 2011. And the Arizona Inn is proud of its AAA four diamond status for both the hotel and dining room. Whether it's for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or a private event, you can count on Chef Allison's featured seasonal culinary creations to please. The Arizona Inn, a special oasis of hospitality in Midtown Tucson, 2200 East Elm, and on the web at arizonainn.com.
With 2 out of 3 people in this country overweight, you're not alone in wanting to shed some pounds. Now you can lose 5 to 15% of your body weight in just 6 weeks using Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope. The physician-supervised program created by renowned Tucson cardiologist Dietmar Gahn and certified nutrition counselor Elizabeth Gahn. To learn more about Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope, call 696-DIET or log on to dietofhope.org.
Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Vero More, Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza. topped with the finest, freshest quality ingredients. Enjoy casual yet upscale dining while sampling our extensive boutique wine list. Vero Mori in Tucson at North Swan and Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at veromoripizza.com. And now open in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoAZ.net.
Twelve 34 on the Buckmaster Show. The home of the Buckmaster Show is AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. Then, of course, our simulcast partners in Douglas and Globe. We figured that the Buckmaster Show is heard in about 8 of Arizona's 15 counties. And then, of course, there are those great opportunities for you to listen to the program 24/7 on 3 websites, buckmastershow.com, tucsonsentinel.com, and our newest arrangement with tucsoncitizen.com. Of course, the Arizona Centennial, the 100-year celebration of statehood, is quickly approaching Valentine's Day, February 14th, 2012. And there is yet another book, and this one is very impressive. They all have been impressive, the authors we've interviewed talking about the Grand Canyon State, but this one is called Arizona Celebration of the Grand Canyon State, new book just in time for the upcoming celebration, and the author is historian Jim Turner. Jim is a friend, and Jim, I've interviewed Jim many times from the TV side, and Jim is the former historian at the Arizona Historical Society. Jim, good to see you.
Good to see you, Bill.
This is a lovely book, the cover depicting, well, the image of a Maynard Dixon painting.
Right. It's a saguaro, and that says Arizona to me.
I think so. Now, you have admitted that this is a broad brush history of Arizona. I mean, you cover a lot of ground here.
Yes. Yeah, it was quite a challenge. Gibb Smith Publishing wanted the Arizona Historical Society to do a fourth-grade Arizona textbook, and we did, and I was co-author of that, and it's a national award winner. And I learned to write very short sentences and short paragraphs.
That one was geared for the fourth grade.
Yeah, it's called The Arizona Story, mm-hmm. and it's in a lot of school districts now. But then they wanted a coffee table book, and the contract asked for more than 500 pictures, but only 60,000 words. Now, your average paperback novel is 120,000, so I had to get all of Arizona history into 60,000 words. My journalism background helped a lot with that.
And where do you begin? I guess you go back to the beginning of the prehistoric times.
I do. And the first thing I did was focus on the pictures because I knew that was going to be the hardest thing. I had a very small budget. And so I started taking trips around Arizona. I did about 4 major trips and countless short hops out to Thatcher or what have you. And so I went up to Kayenta for the 4th of July in 2009. And on my way back, out by Tuba City, there are dinosaur tracks. So I stopped and took pictures of the dinosaur tracks. And this book starts with prehistory. The first chapter is geology and geography. The second chapter is prehistoric and modern Indians. So we don't even get to the Europeans till chapter 3.
You know, it's interesting, Jim, because the folks back east think, oh, Arizona, it's a young state, 100 years of statehood, Arizona and New Mexico. I was over in Albuquerque and Santa Fe a few weeks ago, and they're getting ready for their big centennial as well. Theirs was right. A few weeks earlier
exactly.
than Arizona, and of course they're all excited about their 100 years. But the irony here, Jim, is that 100 years does not even begin to tell the story of Arizona, and especially the Tucson area. I believe we are a community, the oldest continuously inhabited community in North America.
I believe so, but every town wants to fight for that. And as
Saint
a historian,
Florida, probably.
Well, that's
claims.
European. St. Yeah. Augustine is 1530, so that's European. But Oribe
up on the
Hopi Mesas, and then actually, I believe Taos is one that also vies for. But we are there among the first, I guess, is what we have to say. But it does go back the newer. Rio Nuevo excavations have us back to about 2000 BC for a farming community at the base of a mountain.
And you move through, of course, you talk about the pre-statehood days. What do you like about as you get ready to focus, and I know you speak to so many groups all over the state, what is your takeaway message about the 100 years of statehood, Jim Turner?
Oh, I think probably the biggest message there, of course, there's the misconceptions. I try to destroy the fake lore of Arizona, and I have more than 326 pages, and about two pages deal with Tombstone. And I think most books would, you know, there are countless books on Tombstone, but I give a lot of space to the mining ventures and also the forgotten founders, the farmers, especially Mormon communities. And speaking of mining, I want to give a shout out to Globe, to my friends Bill and Lynn Hawk, because they donated a lot of pictures for this. Multicultural connections all through Arizona. We have Cornish miners, Serbian miners, and just all of the Hispanic history that we have here. There's a whole chapter on Spanish-Mexican history.
What got you interested in Arizona history?
Well, I dedicated the book to my parents. I had asthma when I was 2 years old. We moved to Tucson, and every summer, you know, those famous two-week vacations in the station wagon, we went all the way around the state. So I got to climb in and out of Indian ruins when I was little at Montezuma's Castle. They don't even let you in there anymore. But my parents gave me the love of Arizona. And then I took my first class out at Pima College in 1974, and I was hooked. That Tucson and then Arizona history, just I've been doing it for more than 35 years now.
And you speak to a lot of school kids. How do you get them hooked on Arizona history?
I have a picture in here of Olive Oatman, and she was captured by Yavapais and then sold to Mojave Indians, and she has a tattoo on her chin. She has some triangles that go down almost like a long mustache on either side of her mouth all the way down her chin. And I put that slide on the screen, and those kids pop up right away. They want to know what's going on. And I also have a picture of a Pima Indian with a ring in her nose.
So the kids realize that this didn't just happen yesterday.
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
What would you like your readers to take away from Arizona, a celebration of Grand Canyon State?
Well, I also tried to make it for retirees. This book really focuses on people that have just moved here. And as you mentioned, we want them to know that it has a much older history. But I also tried to make it like an Arizona Highways book that you could send back east and brag about how beautiful Arizona is, because in spite of everything we've heard lately, it still is a beautiful state. And these pictures really show it, especially the Maynard Dixon paintings.
You have 20, I believe, Maynard Dixon paintings, courtesy of Dr. Mark Sublett, the owner of Medicine Man Gallery. He was generous enough to let you use those images.
That's right. And one of them has never been published before. So,
oh, really?
So the audience is very broad. I have art collectors buying it. I have retirees. A lot of parents in their 70s are buying it for their children, mm-hmm. who are now in their 50s. So,
and where can folks get a hold of the book?
Well, we're having a book fair at the Arizona Historical Society, December 9th and 10th. That's the 9th is in the evening. Author reception at 5, book fair from 6 to 8, and then on Saturday from 10 to noon. Now, there'll be more than 24 authors there, including Big Jim Griffith with his new book. And if you haven't had him in, you ought to have him come talk about it.
What's the new book?
It's the best of his Arizona Illustrated segments, and it's illustrated illustrated by Dave Fitzsimmons. Can you imagine those two put together?
No. We certainly will have to have
Peter
Big
Likens
Jim.
Also has a book at the book fair, and I'm not quite sure what that's all about, but he's there on Saturday.
What's one of your favorite myths about Arizona? You said there are a bunch of them. I know you like to throw a bunch of them out there. Do you have one that you can share with us?
Oh, golly.
How about a favorite
myth? Oh, I'll tell you right off the top here. Arizona, the name Arizona. Back in the 1860s when Charles Poston was trying to get people to invest, he claimed that it came from an Aztec word meaning silver bearing, and it doesn't, obviously. And then later on, probably in the 1940s or 50s, the historians started saying that Arizona came from Alishonak, which is a Tohono-O-Odham word meaning shallow waters. Now, back in the 90s, moving forward into the 1990s, Don Garate from Tumacacori, the historian there, published two articles in the Journal of Arizona History proving almost to without a shadow of a doubt that it's a Basque phrase that means place of the good oak trees.
A Basque phrase.
Yep. For the absolutely.
Basque. Huh.
Yep.
I don't know.
I think we have the most misunderstood state name of any in the United States.
I'm very curious. I like old maps. I don't know if you've had any encounter with the old maps showing when was the first time Arizona was used on a map.
The first time was it was 1744, and Don Garate deals with that. It's called the Prudhomme map, I believe, and he deals with that. But it's incorrect, and it calls it Arizonac, and then we wound up with that name for a while.
Jim Turner, historian and author of Arizona, A Celebration of the Grand Canyon State. It is a beautiful coffee table book. And Jim Turner, good luck to you and have a great holiday season.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. 12:45 now on the Buckmaster Show. We will be back. We'll be talking about some consumer tips you need to know this holiday season. Stay with us.
Ever notice how much time you spend just getting where you want to go? Travel hassles, long drives, expensive parking can all ruin your trip and create a miserable experience. Tucson International Airport has the answer. With close, easy parking, quick check-in, a short walk to your gate, and airport amenities that make traveling stress-free and enjoyable. With nonstop destinations and connections around the world, for business or for pleasure, fly TucsonAirport.com. It's the way to go.
From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowell and Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. East Fort Lowell and Dodge for Karimi Oriental Rugs and KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
There are times when you save, and there are times when you
save big.
Whoa. Take vehicle loans, for instance. Any time of the year, Pyramid Federal Credit Union can help you save with lower rates. But now, for a limited time, we're helping you
save big.
That means rates as low as 4.5% APR when you buy or refinance a vehicle loan. Plus terms up to 60 months, whether it's new or used. You won't just save. You'll
save big.
That never gets old. Stop by any Pyramid Federal Credit Union or visit us at pyramidfcu.com to learn more. That's 4.5% APR vehicle loans for a limited time. Plus, save another 0.25% with payment options.
That's huge.
Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life. Learn more at pyramidfcu.com. 4.5% APR on vehicle loans for a limited time. Restrictions may apply. Membership eligibility required. NCUA insured.
If you're having foot or lower back pain, you're not alone. My Foot Doctor recommended custom foot orthotics created by Bob Novak. Bob is a certified pedorthist and best in Southern Arizona at creating just the right foot support at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak, the owner of Arizona Limb and Brace, a call at 795-2553 or visit Bob at Rosemont and 5th. I did, and my feet thank me every day.
$12.50 on the Buckmaster Show. Tom Collier joining us now. He covers consumer affairs for us here on the Buckmaster Show. And for consumers, well, they'll be consuming a lot on Friday.
One will hope. At least all of the merchants are hoping that that will be the case.
Tom, what is the deal with Black Friday now becoming actually creeping into Thanksgiving?
Well, you know, they say that, you know, if the Christmas decorations go up in the stores, can Halloween be far behind?
But I mean, stores opening Thanksgiving evening?
Well, I guess it's one of the things where, yeah, we're in a recession and they need to give consumers as much opportunity as possible to spend their money. And if you're planning on spending your money and going out on Black Friday and then on Cyber Monday, which is a phrase that was invented by the National Retail Federation when people do most of their shopping online, you need to have a plan. You need to make a list and check it twice, first of all, because if you don't have a plan, particularly this year and in this particular economy the way it is, you're setting yourself up for grief and difficulties in January, February, March when those bills come due.
I mean, stay up late Thanksgiving, right, and go get the good deals. But are the deals really that much better?
It's interesting you would ask that, because Consumer Reports magazine has just released a survey last week which indicates the time frame when you're going to get the best prices on the types of deals that are offered over the holiday shopping frenzies. Black Friday is not necessarily the day when you're going to get the best price on some of the top tier items. When you go into the stores, particularly the big box stores, and did you hear about the woman in Tampa who's camped out 9 days in advance of the opening? Yeah, in front of a big box store in Tampa. But at any rate, when you go
someone will bring her Thanksgiving dinner.
Sometimes all you're left with, Bill, is the opportunity to contemplate on whether you're dealing with a natural idiot or one who's taken special training. Anyway, back to the types of bargains that you can get and when the pricing is the best. This survey that Consumer Reports did and released last week says, yeah, you're going to get deep, deep discounts on some of the items, but they're going to be oddball Chinese brand names that nobody ever heard of. The top tier items, the top tier brands really don't begin to come down in price until, according to their survey, sometime between the 1st and the 13th of December. And this is based on purchases that Consumer Reports has made, primarily on items that they have tested to give their Consumer Reports information on the durability, quality, how they hold up, that type of thing.
They probably monitor to see how the sales are going after on the Black Friday weekend. And if they're not going that great, maybe that's when they start to discount the big items.
It all depends. I've always envied my friends who are Eastern Orthodox Christians because they celebrate Christmas 6 days after we do. And, of course, they get all the after Christmas bargains.
After Christmas bargains. Charities really are hurting, Tom Collier, as you know. A new report showing almost 70% of people will be giving less this holiday season. We have seen it here with the Community Food Bank. They have had a big upsurge in the last couple of days, but well, still they're really hurting.
You know, Tucson is one of those last-minute towns. I don't know whether we've started in time, though, for us to be able to help the food bank out and the other charities that provide Thanksgiving dinners for people who are indigent or families, and there are more families appearing at those types of events too. Don't know what the answer is, except to make sure that if you do give and you are moved to give, make sure that you're giving to a viable, good local charity. This is an opportunity when a lot of the I call them vermin, the scammers, come out, and they try to talk people who have this charitable impulse into giving them the money. Make sure that you know the agency that you're giving. Preferably keep it a local one that you're giving to. I'm going to compliment one of the supermarket chains here in Tucson, because one of the things that they do is they give you an opportunity when you go through the check stand now to buy either a $5, $10, or $15 basket. And it's a sack that's actually filled with pre-chosen goods. And after you've gone through their cash register, you get to go over to the rack and you pick the bag that you want, and you actually put it in the donation bin.
Well, that's fantastic. What chain?
At Sunflower Market.
Okay.
Yeah, and so every time I've been through Sunflowers, I've had an opportunity. And of course, in the charitable season, in the holidays and parties and things like that, every party that I've gone to, there's been a box at the door or somewhere in the venue where the party is being held for people to donate canned goods. So that's a really good thing too. If you're planning on giving a holiday party or having friends over, consider putting a little cardboard box outside the front door and asking people to bring non-perishable goods for the.
So try to stay local with your charities, a way to perhaps avoid a holiday season scam.
Check with the Better Business Bureau. Check them out. Check them out online. You can Google the charity and make sure that they're legit before you give.
What's this about malware finding its way into some of these smartphone users?
Well, one of the things that a lot of people are going to be doing over the holiday season is upgrading their smartphones. We're up at 4G now, and people have contracts that are beginning to expire. So if you're looking at doing an upgrade to your smartphone, particularly if you're going to choose an Android, you want to make sure that you're extra cautious about where you download programs from. Android Market is a little less stringent than their competitors at Apple about the quality of the software that they allow into the market. Apple requires a lot more pre-testing than Android does. So Android phones, which have the lion's share of the market now and a growing share, are more susceptible to malware. That's software or programs or apps, as they're called, that take information from your phone and feed it back. One of the most insidious things is an app, a malware app, which sends text messages that are $10 a pop. You know, that's one of the ways that charities and other organizations raise money. They'll say text to such and such and text a specific phrase to a certain number, and $10 will be given. The first time we saw that was back during the tsunami in 2006, when they had the Eastern Indian Ocean tsunami. People were giving $10 by simply texting the information. The malware can take your Android phone and clean out your bank account, particularly if you have information about your bank or your credit union, many of whom have apps where you can find out what your balance is by texting BAL to a specific number. So that's one of the most insidious ones, is where it can text money in $10 increments to somebody. And the other thing is it can also go through your contacts list and get emails, a Skype addresses, all the different types of things that you would keep in the people folder of your Android phone. So don't download. If you get an Android, do not download from unknown sources. Stick with the Android Market. If you are a victim, let them know immediately, because Android will take it down immediately. It's just be aware that they are not as conscientious beforehand as Apple is.
12:57 on the Buckmaster Show. Tom Collier is with us. We've been talking about Black Friday. We've been talking about scams. What about spending, Tom Collier? What can we do to perhaps be a little more judicious in our holiday spending this year?
You're going to need to be a lot more careful because of one of the things which is going to occur after the holiday season. Merchants are going to be a lot stingier about returns and refunds, and you're going to find that it's a lot harder if you didn't buy the right size or you didn't buy the right color as a gift to get it exchanged or returned. So you're going to have to shop a lot more carefully. That's why I say make a list, check it twice. And I don't like to use the word budget, but put together a spending plan, because it's going to be so difficult after the holiday shopping season to correct errors or mistakes in judgment.
Why is that? The people, retailers are just keeping it.
Absolutely. They want to hold on to the money. It is so tough in this particular downturn in the economy that they want to make it difficult for you to get your money back if you didn't shop appropriately.
And online, any advice?
Online, well, it always bears repeating. Make sure that you know who you're dealing with. Double check them with the Better Business Bureau, with online shopping things. Go to organizations and sites like BizRate and those other, and pay attention to the number of stars or to the number of thumbs up that you get on a particular company or a particular store, because that does reflect consumer experience at whether or not your present is going to arrive in time, so that you have a good Christmas, because if it arrives afterwards, then, you know, it's kind of spoiled the holiday for everybody, you included.
Tom Collier, have a great Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you too, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Tom Collier with us on the Buckmaster Show, which is brought to you in part by Flowers Rieger & Associates, our friends, our certified public accountants at 2919 East Broadway, and on the web at flowersrieger.com. Tomorrow we'll be talking with Ron Barber. That should be a very interesting conversation. Ron Barber, a January 8th shooting survivor, and of course he is Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords' district manager for her office here in Southern Arizona. That's tomorrow on the Buckmaster Show. Have a great afternoon.
KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. 930 KAPR Douglas. And 1240 KJAA Globe, the Voice Radio Network.